Nazem Ali, a member of the Islamic Human Rights Commission in London, England, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me.
Nazem Ali, exactly a year ago, the tragic incident in the plain of Manar near Mecca in Saudi Arabia took place when thousands of pilgrims were crushed to death in a tragic incident where the pilgrims were confined in a space where there was fencing all around them. They couldn't get away. There was a massive crush and thousands of pilgrims from many countries lost their lives in that crush. First of all, what can you tell us about the tragic incident last year? What was the cause of the crush?
Well, first of all, sincere condolences on the anniversary of this tragedy that happened last year. It's strange how some newspapers or some officials in Saudi Arabia refer to it as a disappointing tragedy, as though there's tragedies which are not disappointing. I think the causes are the gross incompetence of the Saudi regime. They have taken sole responsibility, sole charge of the Hajj. This isn't the first incident. This is one of many incidents, unfortunately, which happened. One could arguably put the case forward. This was targeted towards predominantly the Iranian pilgrims. And it's due to the sheer lack of reinvestment into security, into proper channels of control for when there's crowds gathering and large crowds gathering on behalf of the Saudis. I mean, if you just look across the sea into Iraq, where there's millions of people attending ceremonies at the time of Ashura and Arba'in, there's millions of people there and there's not a single crush happening. It's all about crowd control and management, and the Saudis are more bothered in investing money in buildings and structures in order to bring more people in and to make more money than they are in actually the quality of services that they provide.
Saudi authorities, of course, couldn't give the Islamic Republic of Iran any assurances regarding the safety of Iranian pilgrims this year, in this year's Hajj, and as a result, Iran decided not to participate in this year's Hajj. Nazem Ali, as far as you're aware, have there been any significant improvements as regards to the safety of the pilgrims in this year's Hajj compared to last year?
Well, I mean, it will transpire if there has or hasn't. I mean, there's two factors here, isn't there? There's one which was that an incident occurs due to unfortunate circumstances beyond the control of any human being, such as like when we had the at the beginning of the Hajj last year, if you remember, there was a storm, I think, in Mecca, and it caused a crane to crash down in the Haram, and some people unfortunately lost their lives. One could say that was unavoidable. On the other hand, there's health and safety rules. Why were cranes there? And this year we shall see. I don't see any visible signs of any improvement. I don't see over the past year the Saudis actually forming a committee to improve the safety of pilgrims. They seem to be more concerned in collecting the money, really. I mean, that's their main thing, and developing more hotels, creating the Vegas in Mecca that they're desperately trying to do in order to basically fleece the pilgrims of the hard-earned money, many of which have spent a lifetime earning it. And if you can't guarantee safety, then why are you in control of an event? If you can't guarantee safety, then what's the point? I wouldn't get on an aeroplane if the airline actually told me we cannot guarantee your safety. The reason why we embark on trips, the reason why we embark on schedules which are demanding, is based on the fact that we are guaranteed safety. And yes, things can happen. There can be an earthquake or something like that, which is beyond the realms of control. But everything else should be within the control. The fact that they couldn't guarantee safety ipso facto therefore means that they've done nothing, absolutely nothing, to bring more safety measures in.
How about this idea that Saudi Arabia should hand over the organization of the Hajj to a neutral body such as the Islamic OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation?
I think it's imperative that the representative countries that send people to Hajj should have a say in the safety, at least of their own pilgrims. Where they're being housed, how they're being shuttled, what is the arrangement for going from place to place. It is quite a condensed period of time, and there is a lot of people on the move. So if there's not careful planning done, tragedies could occur. Having said that, if the countries were invited to come and contribute their know-how, their specialities, then that would make it a lot more safer for the people. It's funny, isn't it, really, how the Saudis are very keen to get a G4S, a security force, which looks after the Zionists in Israel and sets up the fences to separate the Palestinians from the invade colonialist Zionists. They've been invited to help in these bracelets, so-called security bracelets, more like a tracking device, if you ask me. They've been invited, but no one's been invited from the Muslim countries to come discuss and see how what they can offer. If tomorrow there's an earthquake, God forbid, anywhere in the world, first thing the country does is ask people or organizations to come and help them. And then there's lessons. They take lessons and they learn from that. And based on that, they will then decide which is the best course of action. But we've got an authoritarian regime, undemocratic, completely vindictive, in charge of something which is meant to be a spiritual moment.
And Azam Ali, you mentioned G4S. Was G4S involved last year in the security arrangements in Hajj?
As far as I know, they've always been, they're the go-to people for the Hajj authorities. As far as I know, I could be wrong, but I stand corrected if I am. But they are the preferred choice for the Saudis. Obviously, a good Zionist organization is probably their cousins, probably related to them in some way by blood, if nothing else. And they would be the go-to people for the Saudi regime. It just basically indicative of the type of people they are, disorganized. They don't really respect anybody. I've been on Hajj, there's no respect. It's completely disrespectful. They've turned the whole thing into some type of hideous grand car park with monstrosities of buildings. There's no trees, there's no greenery. It's a shock what they've done to Mecca and Medina. They have preserved Jeddah in UNESCO as United Nations site of interest, of so on and so forth, preservation site of where their grandfathers were. But they've done nothing for Mecca and Medina. In fact, they're bulldozing more and more of it as we speak now. And they destroyed every remnant of it.
Right. And one final question, very briefly. Nazam Ali, have the Saudis learnt any lessons from last year's tragic incident in Mina, or should we expect other similar incidents happening in future Hajj pilgrimage? Do you think there will be other future tragedies like we saw last year? Will it be repeated, do you think?
Unfortunately, no doubt there will be episodes occurring. I mean, these are the bigger ones are the ones that we hear about. There are smaller ones occurring all the time. Until the Saudis realize that they are inept at running the Hajj, and that they do need help. There's nothing wrong with actually asking for help. I say, look, you know, we've got 2-3 million people coming. Let's all get together, bring our resources, and try and sort this out. But they don't want that because, as far as they're concerned, it's tourism for them. It's the more dollars coming in, I think $30 to $40 billion a year, and they don't want anybody to be involved in it.
Right. Nazam Ali, a member of the Islamic Human Rights Commission in London, thanks very much indeed for taking part in this interview.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.